Jaden, very good morning to you.
G'day, Robbo. Good morning.
So, Neighbours, everybody's been talking about this over the past couple of days. She gone.
Yeah, she is indeed. I must say, I haven't actually watched Neighbours for a very, very long time, since I was a tiny little tacker. And I then went on to watch Home and Away, actually, after that. But I am told that I always used to, as a baby, cry very loudly when the Neighbours theme song came on every night. So maybe that was an indication as to why I went on to watch Home and Away. I don't know. But, yeah, a lot of people this morning will be waking up to the news after they, and also hearing it last night, that Neighbours is officially over. Come June, the show will stop filming, and then in September, the grand finale, as they're calling it, will air on 10 Peach. And I guess the writing has been on the wall for a little while. I mean, earlier in the week, Alan Fletcher told a TV station in the UK that the reality was that the show will be wrapping up in June. And now that's all confirmed, an announcement made about 10 to 5 yesterday afternoon. But yeah, so after 37 years, 9,000 episodes, and quite a lot of interesting and very over-the-top storylines, Ramsay Street will come to a close. But it's not the end just yet. The show will still remain on the air until September, and then it will get the grand send-off that I think it truly deserves.
Yeah, and obviously they'll be working on some sort of absolute gangbusters last episode. So I don't know how far ahead they actually film, but they'd have to put something very special together, I think, for the last episode.
Yeah, well, that's right. And the executive producer of the show has actually given an interview to the TV Tonight website, where he said that they have a vision in place for what's going to play out in that final episode. And it's going to be a celebratory thing of past and present characters, so they're not going to blow them to smithereens or anything in a gigantic explosion and destroy Erinsborough entirely. But, yeah, maybe they can all move off in different directions or together or something. He's certainly saying that the storyline for the final episode is going to be an open-ended one. So I guess there is the potential for it to return. And no doubt we'll be seeing some big-name stars in that final episode. I'm not sure whether or not Kylie Minogue will appear. Obviously, she and Jason Donovan will be at the top of their wish list. But, you know, we're probably more likely to see, I think, maybe other stars like Guy Pearce and maybe Delta Goodrum and Ian Smith, who played Harold on the show, and then some of your lesser-known stars as well. But look, you know, there's a few months to play out between now and then. We'll wait and see.
Bert Newton was known as Moonface, and he plays a very special part of a potential Archibald Prize-winning painting.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I spotted this one on Monday when a photo came out of the actual painting. And yeah, I really, really like it. It's a painting, a portrait of Patty Newton. And it's done by a Melbourne artist by the name of Margaret Dawson. And basically, Patty's standing in her lounge room, leaning on a couch in front of a very large glass window. And right up in the top corner above her right shoulder, you can see the face of the moon. And Bert is actually the face of that particular moon. Obviously, a nod to his sort of moniker or his nickname as Old Moonface. And they actually started doing the painting before Bert passed away. And I'm told that Patty actually asked the artist, Margaret, to include Bert as the face of the moon after he passed away last year. So a wonderful touching note and tribute there to Bert. And I'm sure he'll be looking down on that and absolutely rapt that he's been included in that particular painting.
My word. And Helen Mirren, honoured at the SAG Awards earlier this week?
Yes, she was. On Monday, 20 years after she won her first Screen Actors Guild Award, she very modestly accepted the Lifetime Achievement Award. She very much flies under the radar, Helen Mirren. She doesn't do a lot of interviews. She only sort of lets the work speak for itself. And her acceptance speech on Monday was not really any exception to that rule. She was actually somewhat unsure if she deserved to win it, which of course she does. She's been in the industry for years and years and years. Yeah. But yeah, talking about that award, she said that she puts her many achievements throughout the years down to her mantra, which is this:
be on time and don't be an ass.
Pretty sound advice, really, that I think everybody can adopt and follow.
My word, they can. Jaden, terrific, mate. Thank you for that. Talk to you again next week.
Pleasure. Thank you, Robbo.